Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And now joining us, as promised, on the line is Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. How are you on this nice, rainy, oh, I see some blue sky now. Maybe a sunny day. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little tired. I got woke up in the middle of the night, but I'm good now, though. But it's still a little bit tired, but doing pretty good, though, otherwise.
Well, good.
All right, Becky. So, again, we're going to go, we'll get started talking about all the animals again real quick. Yeah. But before we do that, obviously, with as many animals as you guys have out there, you guys are always kind of on the lookout for donations, correct?
We sure are. Yes, that's exactly right. And we kind of went through a period not too long ago where we had a shortage of dog food and kitty litter. And it was amazing. We kind of put the plea out on Facebook and, of course, through you at the radio. And we had all kinds of food that came in for our dogs and treats and toys. And we had a great big shipment of kitty litter that came in. And that was the courtesy of Carter Automotive. They were kind enough to help us out. So it's just amazing how when we do ask for help, if people listen. And it just makes them, I think, makes them feel good that they're giving back to the community mm-hmm. and the animals, because so many of us would love to have pets, but maybe we like to travel, or maybe we just don't feel like we have the time to deal with it. So it still makes you feel like you've made a connection. So we always appreciate any donation that anyone wants to give.
Exactly. Or some people like myself where I'm not allowed to have pets on my mm-hmm. property, which, again, if I could, Turtle would be at home.
Well, you know, you can come see Turtle anytime you want. There's no reason why you can't. If you come to the shelter, you have to wear your mask, but Turtle mm-hmm. won't mind, I promise.
Yeah, no, he won't. And I'm pretty sure he'll reach out and be like, hey, come here.
He will.
Mow!
He will think you're being shy like he is, like he likes to hide underneath his
right.
newspaper. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Turtle is a cat that we've had at the shelter for some time, and we call him the champion of social distancing because he likes to be hidden underneath whatever's in his cage, but he has always come a long way. He comes out now and he'll greet you and pops out underneath the blanket like it's a big joke. So he's one cool cat, and I'm sorry you can't take him home. Enjoy him.
That's his place. He likes to be under the cover or under a paper or something like that. But
yes.
but when you walk by, he pops out, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's like, hey. Otherwise, it's like, otherwise I'm going to hide under here.
Yes.
All right. Well, Becky, again, since we just talked about Turtle, let's mm-hmm. go ahead and start out with all the cats
all
that are out there.
Let's go ahead and start talking. We have got several litters out at the shelter. This one litter, though, kind of sticks in my mind as really one of the prettiest we've had in a long time. Each kitten is just, they're gorgeous in color and in personality and markings. And, I mean, we've had two of them adopted out already. But they are kind of a gray color. They have the longer hair. Some of them have a little white on their nose. There's even some black ones in there. But each one, as I said, they're just gorgeous, and they are ready for adoption. So that's one litter. Then we have another litter that I get tickled every time I look at it. It's a litter of four, and three of them are the tuxedo kittens, which means they're black with the white on them. And then here's this one, and he is a tabby stripe. So I don't know if he was adopted and no one's told him or what the story is, but he doesn't look like he fits in that litter, but he does. He's one of them, and he's also old enough. They're about 2 months old in age, and those two litters are ready for adoption now. We've already spoken about Skye, so I won't take any more Turtle. Skye, he has two names. I won't spend any more time on him, but Sox is also another cool, cool cat, and he's just kind of like Turtle. He's kind of shy. And he loves to be around people. He's about a 3-year-old male, gray tiger stripe with some white on his belly and his breast, legs, and face. We've got two kittens that are about 2 months old. The male is a black, and Nikki the other male is a gray kitten, and they're very spunky, very, very cute. We also have Liz, very gorgeous gray and black tabby, about a 3-year-old, very sleek built and super, super loving. Moon is kind of a larger male that came in. He's very friendly. He's black in color, and he's about 4 years old. And Kelly is yellow and white female. She is our oldest gal in the cat room. She's 7 years old, very affectionate, and probably would make someone a lovely little lap cat if someone would be interested in taking her home. So I will again remind everyone, we are not open for the general public just to walk in at any time, but that does not mean that you're welcome to come out. And we'd ask that maybe you call ahead and make sure that we are there. And if you do come in, we want you to wear a mask. If there is a dog or cat, I think Brad has been making arrangements so that you can come in and be in our greeting area to meet the cat. The dogs we've been trying to take outside so you can meet and greet outside. So it's safety for everyone. And probably actually it's better because the dogs are a little calmer outside than they are, you know, inside with all the activity.
Right.
But before I get off, I will give you our phone number, and then Brad has a cell phone number that he wants me to share. And again, if you go to Facebook and you see any of these dogs or cats and you're interested, please don't hesitate. You know, we still want these adoptions to occur. It's a little bit more difficult because of the fact that we have to be cautious, but our goal is to get these animals into loving homes as quickly as we can. So I will give you numbers here in a second. I do have an exciting adoption to talk about. Henry was the last of five in a litter that we had, and he was adopted this week.
That's always good to hear.
Good Henry, yeah. You know, and not that he was, I don't know why he was the last one, but maybe it made him the best of all. But
maybe.
That's the way selections occur, I guess. But we do have a litter of puppies that are very young. They are only about, 8 weeks old. They are a German Shepherd mix. There are eight of them. They will be available for adoption on the 20th of August. And when you get them, they will have already had their second round of shots. And we also have wormed them. So that is a bonus in itself when you're making this adoption. I need to also mention the cat adoptions we've lowered to $30 because we really want to move these kittens while they're young and they can get into your home and have a start of a good life. So kitten adoptions and cats are down. I should have mentioned that. Okay, I'm going to start talking about dogs now. that's kind of my favorite thing. Actually, the big dogs are really, really my favorite.
I think I love the big dogs, too.
Yes.
So.
When I go out to the shelter and volunteer my time, I stay in the room with the big dogs and have lots of fun with them.
My favorite dog of all time, I think they consider it a medium-sized dog, was a beagle.
I think
they're considered medium size because they're not really big, but they're not really small either. But we had that one since I was like 6 years old up until I was about 12 or so. He got ran over, unfortunately. He was a really good dog. He never really got out, but apparently he wriggled out once and he got hit by somebody and we buried him in the backyard. But I loved that dog. That was one of my favorite dogs we ever had. So
they are very, very nice dogs and very loving, and people feel just like you did about them. And
they don't bark much either.
No, they don't. And, you know, we don't get a lot of beagles. It's kind of interesting. And if we do, they're gone quick.
Right. People love beagles, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
You know, you made a good point about your dog being ran over, the point I was going to make, not a good point about that. But, you know, sometimes people forget that even though they think their dog is very well trained, all it takes is one little cat to run past them or the squirrel to run past
yeah.
them, they're gone.
Especially,
and they do not hear you.
Especially beagles, because they're hunting dogs pretty much for the most part. And so he probably saw something that tripped his trigger and he was able to get out and unfortunately got hit. So
you really need to train him to be happy on a leash.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're in town. You know, type of thing, but I know. Yes, he is kind of a medium size, would be considered. But all right, we're going to start off with Sharda. We've got Sharda, very playful. Mm-hmm. She is a Kelby lab mix. She's black in color. She's got these adorable teddy bear ears, and she's probably around 2 years old. We have Ruby Rose. She's a little female, 4 years old, brindle. Her ears stick straight up. She's dog friendly. Which is a good thing. A lot of people sometimes want to add to their family. So knowing that she would be happy to have other dogs around is a plus for her. She is a terrier mix, about 50 pounds. She's up to date on her rabies shot, and she's good. You know, she's good to go. We have Vancey. She's kind of a piggy sweet little girl, we call her. She's got a blue spot on her brown eye. She's tan with some white markings and black on her muzzle. We're guessing her age to be about 4 years old. Landry is a super-duper cute baby. She's about 4 months old. She's black with a little bit of white. She's spunky. She's going to be about a 30-pound dog, so just a nice little medium-sized gal. we've got three little boys that are in the litter. All the sisters were adopted. They went through a rescue system, which we've talked about how we've been able to get ourselves networked with some rescue groups. So the girls were rescued with a group, but the boys are still with us. They're about 6 months old. They're collie mixes. There are two that are black with a little bit of white, and then the other one is white with a little bit of black. Good-looking dogs, all three of them. So, and if you're looking for a little male, that would be it. We have heeler puppies. We've got two males. They're about 4 to 5 months old. One is black with some white and tan markings, and the other is white with blue ticks and black markings. They're beautiful, and they're super smart because they are heeler mixes. So we know how they are. Hanky is our special senior dog. Hanky came in. There's a picture of Hanky on Facebook if you would, if you want to look. He came in. The hair was matted more than I think we've ever seen on a dog. We were able to get Hanky groomed and found out he's a gorgeous, very wire-haired terrier. He's a very sweet boy. He's kind of brown in color with some white. Hanky has some dental issues. He's got as I said, 8 years old, never probably had the proper nutrition or care, so he really has some dental problems that need to be addressed. We've had a local volunteer step up, and he said, I will take care of the cost. So we're going to get Hanky's teeth fixed, so that will make him even more adoptable, which is wonderful, because he's eight. He needs someone to enjoy those last few years. He's lovely to walk with, and he just would make someone a lovely senior dog. And we do have people that are interested in senior dogs. So come and look at Hanky or look him up on Facebook. Mousie is a three-month-old terrier pup, cream and white in color. He's a male. Kind of had an injury around his neck when he first arrived. We don't know if maybe a bigger dog might have picked on him a little bit or something, but he is super sweet and ready to be out. We had a little Labrador come in. He is a two-year-old neutered male. His name is Manny. He's chocolate in color with a white spot on his chest. He is super intelligent. And he just needs some patience and love. He's that age where, and labs are notorious for this, they must have exercise. They've got to be stimulated with some kind of exercise or toys, because if not, then they become destructive or they want to run around and jump the fence. So, you know, labs aren't the dogs you bring home and leave in the backyard and forget about. So he's already neutered. He could go home the day you choose him. I saw him last night, and he is gorgeous, that chocolate lab, very pretty guy. Rain is also our new one that came in this week. She's a spayed female. She's up on all of her shots. She's a lab mix. She's white and cream in color. She's super sweet. I don't think she's as large as most labs. She's about 5 years old. And her problem is she's not used to the leash. You know, that's why we just talked about that. So Brad's been working with her to train her to walk on the leash. Apparently she's always been allowed just to run. So that would be one thing that if you decided Rain is the dog for you, you'd have to be able to be patient with her and teach her about that leash. Nikki's owner passed away. He came in with his brother, Max. Max has already been adopted. So we still have Nikki, and he's lonely, and he needs to find that forever home. He is up to date on his, we need to get, Nikki needs to be adopted. It's sad for Nikki because his, you know, his owner's gone, his partner's gone, so you guys need to check out Nikki. He is up to date on his rabies, and he is neutered, and he's just a sweet little dog that needs a good, loving home. So come check him out. And as I already said, we've got the puppies that are out there if you're looking for a really young puppy. And I'd like to say we're there 7 days a week. We are, but just not for the public to come out and say hello to us. But if you do want to come out, we need you to call our number, and that is 620-252-6060. Brad's cell phone number is 620-252-9046. You can either leave him a voicemail or text. And since this is his own private phone, I would ask that everyone be considerate, you know, and just try to contact him during day hours and not bother him in the evenings. But if there is an animal that I've spoken about today or you see on Facebook, don't hesitate to contact us. And we're located across the street from the Waterways Treatment Plant. I don't know. I think that's about all the information to tell you about it. But keep us in mind if you are thinking about donations, because we can. You can tell we've got a full house. We are full, full, full. So if there's some toys around that maybe your dogs no longer play with, gently used, as we call them, we love them out there because we go through toys about as fast as we go through just the doggy treats itself. So anyway, we always appreciate the support of the community and hope we have some good adoption stories to share with you next week.
Absolutely. Well, again, Becky, I appreciate you coming on today, talking about the great animals down there. Lots of great cats and dogs. Like I said, you guys got a full house. So, hey, if you're looking for a forever, a pet to give a forever home to, be sure to give them a call, and that way you can get down there and check out one of those dogs or cats.
Right.
All right, Becky, I appreciate you coming on today. You have a great day.
Well, you do the same. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals again, right across from the water treatment plant down there as you head down to Southtown. So be sure to get down there, give them a call, and then get down there and check out all the great pets down there. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.